provide it to me. Read a verse of scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an infamous. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Verse 15, one more time. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Let us pray, please. Our Heavenly Father, this evening as we come to you again, we're so thankful tonight that you're on the throne. The throne of all grace, the throne of all love. The throne of patience. And Father, as you deal in our lives, I know you deal with us as individuals. I pray, God, as Paul was speaking about his worthiness came through the love of God, not of anything that he had done and nothing that we have done tonight, except that we have accepted all that Christ has done for us. I pray our lives will be lives that will be a light to those who need to know Christ. We never know in our everyday walk when someone is looking, especially at us, looking for help, looking for a way that they can live their life that will bring something more satisfying. So I pray, dear God, that as we walk from day to day, from hour to hour, from moment to moment, that others will be able to see Christ living in us and through us. That we might indeed be that life raft that someone needs to help them along life's way. Just use us, dear God, according to your will and according to your purpose. We will praise you for that, for we ask it in the name of Jesus and for his sake. And amen.
Amen.
When we look at the life of this man, this was no ordinary life. I believe as I study the life of Paul, he was an extraordinary man. We can look at a feature or two of his life. I would imagine in his day, as far as education was concerned, that he was one of the most educated men that walked the face of the earth. And I believe that because if we read in Acts, we will find that Paul studied at the feet of Gamaliel. And Gamaliel was the great teacher of his day. He had won the praise of all people, the Bible says. And so we see him as a man that had great knowledge. And as we look at his life with all of this education, we see him making so many mistakes spiritually. Now, I say spiritually because he did not know Christ. But he religiously was of the strictest sect on the face of the earth that day. They kept the law to the letter. And Paul was one who wanted to make sure that they kept the law to the letter. And if they didn't keep the law, Paul wanted them punished. He really felt he was serving God. And so you know the story how he obtained a letter that he might go out and get those who were serving this man that they called God because they weren't strictly adhering to the law. And so he goes out and he brings them bound and tied and shackled that they might be prosecuted and persecuted, that they might be put to death. And folks, I want to say something to us today. I don't know how you serve God. I pray that it's the best you can. But somebody said today, and how true is, I'd be afraid not to serve God to the best. Because I say to us today, my friends, we need to serve God in such a way that God will not be ashamed of us. And when we look back at this day, for not keeping the law, there was men who was willing to kill those who didn't serve God as they did. And Paul said in all these things, he said, I caused injury. I wasn't persecuted. But he said, I found mercy, and listen why he did. He said, I found mercy because what I did in ignorance. Paul really thought that he was serving God to the best of his ability. Today we have the entire Word of God that tells us how to walk every minute of our life. And then he failed to use it. Let's look at Paul again. The Bible said he was the Pharisee of Pharisees. He was strict, and they use another word in the Word of God, zealous. When I use the word zealous, I mean looking ahead, moving ahead with fire in us. Having a desire to do something beyond the legal law. And that's what Paul wanted to do for God. He wanted to serve God like no other man had served God. And he wanted to make sure that everybody else served God too. The only problem was that he was serving not Christ, but the law. And you know the story, how on the road to Damascus, he saw a great light. And I want you to listen to what Jesus said to this man. You know, we can say whatever we want, use all the excuses that we want, but I'll tell you, the time comes when you've got to stand and face God. I don't care who you are. We've got to stand and answer God. And on this road that day, Paul stood before Christ. And when this light shone down, his word was, when he come in contact, Lord, what should I do? And that must be our question. And Paul, after he accepted God, he began to do things then that no man had ever done. He began to preach a gospel that saw thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people come and serve this God that he had met on the road to Damascus. We see him taking authority at time over Peter. We see him taking authority and leadership, and he said, I'm an apostle. Don't need no apostle to lead me. Christ leads me. But yet, when Paul examined himself in the light of the gospel, you hear what he said? He said, Christ came to save sinners of whom I'm chief. He didn't say I was a sinner. He used the word that made him the least of all sinners. He was a greater sinner in his heart and in his mind than ever lived, he thought. At another time, he said, I am the least of the apostles of Jesus Christ. I'm not just one of them not doing, I am the least of them. He began to degrade himself to the point. But why did he do it? Because he examined himself in the light of the gospel. What am I saying? Paul knew that everything he did, all the praise he had, all the power he had, all the glory he was able to give to God through his life, he knew he did it through the power of God. Tonight, why do I preach? Not because I know how. Not because I know the Bible. Not into the ministry. Aren't you glad tonight that He called you to salvation? Aren't you glad that He has saved you and made you of the priesthood of God? Aren't you glad tonight that when He saved you, He said to you personally, you don't have to go to Pastor Ryan, you don't have to go to a priest, you are a priest. And the priest's duty is to come to God in behalf of self, in behalf of one another. And Paul, when he saw his intercessory prayer for others, he said, I have that power because of Christ. In myself, I am nothing. I was the greatest sinner ever lived. I'm not a very good apostle. And right away we say, I don't do that right. Why would a child of God degrade himself? Not degrading himself. Paul was ready to admit that he was a great sinner. And the only reason that he was where he was this day is because of Christ. I have heard people, when they come to know God, a little later on they begin to make excuses. They say something like, well, you know, I don't think that sinner. I was not like so-and-so. Well, I never talked and carried on and went browsed around. Everybody else did, but I didn't. You never hear Paul saying these things, and tonight we need to remember that regardless of how moral that you and I live, we were still sinners in the sight of God. And Paul knew this. He had catered to the law. He had kept the law. He was strict in the law. He wanted others to keep the law. But then he realized that the great power was not of the law. The great power was of Jesus Christ. How many times have you heard in your Christian life, if you ever go with anyone? And nobody better than me. I don't do this and I don't do that. I'll tell you, if anybody gets to heaven, they will. I'll tell you what, my friend. There's only one way that any one of us is going to go to heaven. And that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's what Paul was saying when he said here that God has made him worthy to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the love which is in Christ Jesus. That's why you're here tonight. You're here because of the love of God. Let me throw out, I'm not here for the love of God. I came because it's Sunday night and I thought I ought to come. I want to tell you something, friend. You can get home on your sick bed. God could have put you on the deathbed had He wanted, but praise God, He'd give us life to come and to worship and to praise God. When we look at Paul's description, we think it's kind of morbid. We think maybe his mind's mixed up. Why should he continuously degrade himself and look back on what he was? We think that's wrong, and many times it is, if we let that hinder us. But Paul has some specific reason why he looked back, why he felt like he didn't tonight. Let you and I look at them just for a minute. Number one, when Paul examined himself in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there was something he did. He kept humble in the city's life. It's easy to get proud. It's easy to say, look what I have done. It's easy to say, look at me. It's easy to say, I did this, I did that. But I'll tell you, when Paul looked back at what he used to be, the sinner he used to be, how he labored against God, how he worked against those who loved God, it kept him humble. You know, any time in this man's life, God could have put him to death. But God didn't want to destroy this man. He knew that as he had labored against those who did not keep the law, that he would labor in behalf of those who loved Jesus Christ. And on that road to Damascus, there Jesus Christ seen something in this man that nobody else could see. He saw a heart that was on fire to really serve God. If God looks at my heart right now, what will God see in it? From the human standpoint, we see people doing great things and praise God for them. But from the spiritual standpoint, we realize that the attainment that we have attained only comes other power but through Jesus Christ. Something Paul realized we need to realize. The attainment of the world, are we listening? They're not top priority. You can be the president of the United States, but without God, you're just the president of the United States. You can be anything, in any business, the president, the secretary, anything else. You can be liked by the entire people in your workforce. You can be liked by everyone in the community. But if you haven't got Christ, your priorities are in the wrong place. I'll never forget some time ago, I went to a board meeting, elected on the board, and I went there just to send my own business, do a job that meant to be done. I felt meant to be done. And I'll never forget, as one of the men that told me, just a small town, but yet it's a town, but he raised his hand, and when the chair called him, well, he said, I nominate Aaron Wise as president of the school board. Almost done. And I thought, president. I learned a little later on that the word carried more than just the name. Carried a lot of hard work. And there become time to thank God that in the decision that I was a Christian. And I had to pray about decisions made. But I made them in the light of what I felt God was leading me to make, the same as I do on the town board. We make our decision with God, but when this man Paul walked down the road to Damascus, he was making his decisions according to the dictates of the mind of Paul, or Saul of Tarsus. And he realized that without Christ, they were all wrong. He had to make sure of what was primary in life, and tonight I want to tell you and I what's primary in our life. We might think of the thing. We might have other things on the top of our agenda, on the top of our schedule, but the priority thing, the primary thing in our life is eternal life. And outside of that, my friend, you have only one thing to rejoice about, that God has still given us life to make that decision. On that road, thank God that God didn't put that man to death. But when he got up, he knew that there was another priority in his life, and that was to serve Christ. He was a mean hombre. And I'll tell you how mean he was. For when God spoke to the individual, Ananias, who was to go down to the temple, he confronted God. He said to God, this man's deed, paraphrasing. I mean, this man is persecuting people. He's having them bound and tied and persecuted, put to death. God said something. This is what he said. He belongs to me now. You get on down there. When you get there, he's waiting on you. He'll receive his shot. Yes, my friend, that was a change. And so Paul said, when I examined my life in Christ Jesus, I realized that it was by the grace of God, because I was the worst sinner ever lived. I was a chief. I was a captain. I was no private. I was a captain of sinners. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Paul realizing that life, it kept him humble when he remembered that. How that God had blessed him. Let us know this tonight, my friend. It is within God. Think about this a second. The next breath you take, it is within God that we live and that we move and that we have our being. You couldn't take the next breath without God. That's how important and valuable that God is to us. But the other way, that's how important and valuable that we are to God. It was a valuable man to God. When Paul remembered his life, it kept gratitude in. Yeah, when Paul remembered his sin, he could say, as he said throughout the entire New Testament, thank you, Jesus. Every letter he wrote, he said something like, an apostle who? An apostle of Jesus Christ. An apostle of Christ who called me. He always gave God the glory, and in gratitude, thanksgiving to God. All you know, when we come to prayer on Wednesday evening, things we need to thank God for. I hear him saying some things we need to praise God that he will bring to us. And Paul knew that if it were not for the grace of God, it was long since been dead. If you read his life, you know what he was talking about. There were those who had a desire to kill that man. He was shipwrecked. He was left for dead. He was beaten. But when it comes down to remembering sin, he thanks God for his life. The gratitude to God, that memory. Something else. How is human life up? Speaking to a small group of us tonight. But let me ask a question. Have you ever heard God? I don't know if you have, but I'm sure you do. Have you ever disobeyed God? Have you ever said no to God? Have you ever failed to serve God to the best of your ability? Then you've heard yes. Because the Bible says that he is one that is touched without infirmity. Our failings, our hurt, our sickness, our sorrow. And let me ask you one other question. Have you hurt someone else? Have you hurt anyone else? Have you talked against someone? Have you befriended someone? Have you had the I don't care attitude with those who love you? Is there something you have done that has not been Christian to the life of someone else? If there is, we can thank God tonight that in all of our hatred to God and to one another, that God still loves us. And I believe that what kept Paul with his gratitude to God. He hated God in a sense that he did it in ignorance. He had those persecuted who at this very moment was tied down in prison. But all that he had done, God still loved him. And when Paul thought about how sinner that he was, he thought about what a lover God was. I thank God for that. And we owe God gratitude tonight. Because if it weren't for God, nobody here tonight could say, I'm saved with grace. If it weren't for God, no one could have life. Yeah. There's something about remembering God's love. It should spark a flame in our lives to see a world that needs God. And then it should spark a flame in our feet to go tell them about Jesus. The Church of God today, the universal church, need to ask themselves, how concerned am I about God? How concerned am I about the law? And when we go to the churches in our own area, now listen folks, I'm not God and I'm no judge. But if you go to the Methodist Church, and the Church of God, and the Baptist Church, and the Nazarene Church, and the Catholic Church, and the Mission at Bullhead, I guarantee you something, you will be able to count those who visit the law on two hands. That's glad. You know why? Because that flame of knowledge that God has saved us, and that gratitude that he saved us, isn't taking flame, isn't burning. Well, Paul, when he realized what a sinner he was and that God still called him, he had gratitude towards God. The last thing that the others of multitude things, the last thing I want to mention tonight, when he remembered his life and what it was, my friend, it kept motivation in. I believe that Paul was a man that every time that he thought about one individual that he had persecuted, it just turned him off to tell someone else about Jesus. What did he remember? Maybe he remembered a day when he stood by a group of people. And as they began to stone a man of God called Stephen to death, he reached over to him and took the cup. Till they had literally stoned this man's dead. Maybe he remembered that after he stood there and held those coats, maybe he remembered that ray of light that he seen on the face. Maybe he realized that was from God. Or maybe on his mind that really penetrated, maybe as he watched that man being stoned to death, and as he saw that ray of light upon him, maybe, just maybe, he remembered the words of this man whom he was letting them kill. Or as this man was dying in his dying breath, the Bible says he looked into heaven and he said these words, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." God, they're stoning me to death. Here was a man being stoned to death and was praying for Saul of Tarsus' life. A preacher, I have never stood by and watched anyone die. Are you sure? Are you sure? Has anyone went out into eternity that you and I had the opportunity to tell about Jesus and we didn't do it? The Word of God says we'll be accountable for that soul that's in hell. Says it like this, their blood will be on our hands. We will stand before God and I don't know what's going to happen. I have missed an opportunity. And I can almost visualize that we stand that God brings them in a line and lets us see them and says something like this, "Howard, this one of you remember so and so day when you had an opportunity to tell that person about me, you wouldn't do it." Oh, it's important tonight, my friend, that we realize that knowing who we was and what we was motivates us to want to win a world for Christ. I want to live a world for Christ, and how come we don't go out? Yeah? That memory, my friend. You know, there's something about God. We can't earn God's approval. You think that's true? The Bible said that God loved us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. No, we don't have to earn God's approval. God loved us because God is love. It's that simple. If you're here tonight, you're a Christian, you don't deserve to be saved. Neither did I. But because of God's love, He died in my place. We ask for mercy. We ask for justice. I, for one, praise God tonight He didn't give me justice. I'm glad He's hidden person. I ran on that road to Damascus. He didn't give Saul of Tarsus justice. He hidden person. Aren't you glad He didn't give you justice? That He loved you, the same to you. If you will, if you ask, just ask. I'll say in closing tonight, when we remember how much God loved us, will it really urge us in the service? Will it really make a difference in our lives? I mean, knowing that God loved us so much that He died in our place, will our service to God be an expression of our appreciation? What was the scripture this morning that I quoted? People honor me with their lips, with their mouth. They praise me with their lips, with their heart. That's what it is, the heart. It's far from me. Paul used his mouth, his lips to praise God, and to use it to go and get a letter that he might have the authority to bring those bound to persecution. But his heart, far from God, his heart, other thing that we were just mentioning, Captain, we'll talk some more about this young man. As he was standing before a group that was judging him one day, he laid out his credentials. Listen to what he said. I'm no dummy. I paraphrase, you read the past. I'm a dummy. I know what I'm doing. And to verify that, I want to say to you that I sit at the feet. In other words, I was taught by the strictest person to walk here. I was taught by the master himself, Gamaliel. But then Paul comes back and says, but that day on the road to the mountains, I met the Lord. Where was your Damascus? Where did you meet the Lord? It made a difference. It made a difference. Do you remember who you was and what you was? No, not to degrade yourself. God doesn't want us to degrade ourselves. Be called by the grace of God. We are what we are. I'll tell you when we think back, but as soon as we were, it just makes us appreciate God that much more. Amen. So tonight, make sure that what you do for the glory of God. Wherever you go, go for the glory of God. Whatever you say, say it for the glory of God. For working. Sing a song, enjoy singing a song, patient, desire to pray. If you desire to pray where you are, don't feel that you can't pray, you can talk to God. If there's something you just want to pray about, just talk to God. You can